So welcome, Dr. Leah, to Chat with Women.
Good morning.
It's Wednesday. It's Dr. Leah Day.
It's Wednesday. So, Dr. Leah, Rochelle's getting a cold.
No, I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Now, wait a minute. When I was there last week, you were sick.
No, I wasn't.
Or was that Pam?
It was Pam.
No,
Pam's
it wasn't
been
me.
Sick.
I've been fine.
No,
you
sure.
were coughing a lot.
There you go. That was Pam.
Guys, are you taking your vitamin D and
Absolutely.
All your stuff?
Well, and when I got the laryngitis, I actually doubled up like you said. And
good.
I doubled up. So Rochelle has to double up on her vitamin D. And we have a woman who works for us by the name of Tori, and she's got a cold and she was in the office. And so I told her, you need to double up. People don't know about the vitamin D with colds. They don't think about it, not to, you know.
Well, and they don't think about it as being like, oh, it's a vitamin, you know.
Right.
It's more than that.
It's like
a steroid hormone for your immune system, and it really boosts it up.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is what we need when we start having, when we're getting a cold, our immune system obviously is not
compromised.
Compromised.
Yeah. So what is our tip for today?
It's spring.
I know.
It's spring cleaning time.
Uh-oh.
We do that in our house all the time, right? We go around, oh, clean, spring cleaning, and get these projects going. What about for your body?
Okay.
It's a great time to do some cleanses. It's a great time to shift your diet again, because you did that at the beginning of the year and forgot about it. Now it's time again. But liver and kidneys and bowels are our major elimination organs. And we need to keep them clean. So liver, big one. It's your second biggest organ in your body. Your first being your skin. So you need to drink a lot of water, because the top three things for the liver are water, water, water.
Right.
Then eat more beets, artichokes,
beets,
lemons, things that are really good for the liver.
Beets,
fiber.
Artichokes, and lemon.
Yes, fiber as well. And the water is also going to help the kidney to flush things out.
Right.
That's a very important organ for not only flushing out stuff, but balancing electrolytes and keeping things in check in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And our bowels, increasing more fiber is going to be really important, especially good fibers, not the Metamucil, those kind of things, because they actually are more harsh on your intestines. But the oat bran and the pears and apples and all those vegetables and things that are great for our gut. Because if you're cleansing your liver, you are going to be getting rid of toxins that need to get out of your body via your kidney and your bowels. So you need to keep your bowels moving in order to get rid of them properly.
How long should we be cleansing?
Well, I say do it in short spurts. Don't do these month-long things that take out half your intestines or whatever. I have stories that people have told me. I would say do, like, for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to get sick or headachy or diarrhea or nauseous, then you're doing it too fast.
Okay.
Those are symptoms that people say, oh, it's a healing crisis or whatever. And I'm like, well, when you get those kind of symptoms, you're doing it too quickly.
Well, that's good to know, because I remember I told you when I had an hour and a half massage, I got nauseated.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
to me was a sign that I needed to cleanse, that something was going on. But an hour and a half of a massage was too much for my body at that time.
Yeah.
Because that's
and
the worst.
If you did more frequent massages for only an hour, it would be ideal.
Exactly.
And speaking of, I mean, massage is working on our skin. A really good thing to do if you're doing a cleanse is skin brushing. Skin brushing, you do it before you get in the shower. You get those special brushes.
Long handle.
Yeah, with the long handle, and you start on your arms and legs and work inward, and that stimulates the skin to open up and release toxins.
Before you turn the water on, basically.
Yeah, okay. You just do it before you get in the shower. You're standing outside, and you're brushing your skin. You start light, you work deeper. It's great for your skin. It actually keeps it soft. You don't do your face, because that's a separate area.
Right. And you use your Clarisonic for your face.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's, it's just helpful. Spring cleaning.
Actually, you know what, Dr. Leah? You just triggered something for me. Clarisonic now does manufacture a brush that is good for body and face.
It's hard
to get. And it's got different settings.
You can't get to your back with it, but you could get your arms and the legs.
That's
and then
right.
You could do the brush
but
with the back.
But does it actually brush the skin and really,
well,
like...
Well,
it rotates and, you know, does things.
Because I like this stiff bristled brushes that
really open
you can either
meaning.
Hold it in your hand when you're doing your arms and legs, or hold on to the handle and do your back. But they're a certain type of fiber. The skin comes off of it easily.
Right.
No, because you're going to have skin cells flying everywhere. You won't see them, but you'll have them flying everywhere.
No, we know exactly. Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking, don't you want to get in the shower for all that stuff dropping around?
No, because the moisture.
No, I mean, not turn the shower on. Just stand inside. And then,
because all the dead skin's going to lay on the floor of your carpet in the bathroom.
Well, actually, no, because interestingly enough, moist heat doesn't cleanse as much as dry heat.
Really?
And not that, obviously when you're getting ready to get in the shower, you're going to get wet. But if someone is doing a detox with, especially for heavy metals, a sauna is far better than a steam room. Because the sauna pulls it out of your system and gets it out of the skin, and that you get it off your skin. Whereas in a steam room, it's sort of just staying on there. You get hot, but you don't really get it off your skin properly. You sweat.
Right. Okay, wonderful.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, you know, Pam said that she heard that artichokes are the highest in fiber. Is that true?
Well, I mean, artichokes have a good fiber. You have to eat quite a bit of them, you know, because you have to eat the hearts. Right.
Yeah, you don't eat the thistles. I mean, then.
No.
Okay, because that. You know?
No, they're fibrous, but I think of things like pears and oat bran and apples as being also really high in fiber, and most vegetables, actually. But per weight, I mean, artichokes might per weight because you have to eat so much of them to.
Well, the reason I had heard that is that it was compared to broccoli, and it was supposed to be higher than broccoli, which I thought
was
interesting.
What it was.
You know?
Okay.
Oh, speaking of, thank you for saying that. Broccoli and all the cruciferous vegetables naturally increase the detoxification enzymes in your liver.
Wow.
So those can't be measured on blood. So when all the studies I've done on detoxing enzymes in the liver, like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale, daikon radish, all those kind of cruciferous vegetables increase those enzymes naturally. So during this cleanse, eat a lot of those.
Oh, this is terrific.
Okay, well, that all sounds really good. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome.
So why don't you go ahead and give out your information. Of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com, and Dr. Leah is on our website, but why don't you give out your information?
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Great.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Great. Have a good day.
You too.